Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Commissioner Doug Ullman with the Iowa Insurance Division. Good morning to you, Doug.
Good morning, LaVon. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you. And this is a great opportunity to tell folks about a big event that's coming up here in Atlantic on June 14th. We're going to be talking about fraud and fraud fighters. So tell us, why, I guess, let's start with what. What is this meeting going to provide?
So we are hosting an Iowa Fraud Fighters Forum, and that is it's a public education opportunity for us to reach out to your listeners to talk with them about the types of frauds that they might confront as an older Iowan. And we would invite older Iowans, but also anyone who may have contact with older Iowans and certainly could understand those circumstances, whether it's someone in your family, if you're a caretaker, or frankly, just other people in the communities that really would like to understand what older Iowans are confronting when it comes to fraud.
And sometimes we go, well, why would anybody participate in this kind of thing? They should know better. But as you say, caretakers and others should probably be involved too and kind of keep an ear and an eye out.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We have found that the best protection to fraud is helping people understand. I mean, even your comment about folks should know better, the reality is that we see these types of scams pretty frequently, and many folks are kind of embarrassed by it and reluctant to report. And so we need to kind of get past that, because the scammers, they're pretty good at what they do, and they do tend to find individuals that are kind of left alone and isolated, and those are the people they scam.
Okay. Let's talk about when and where, and then we'll come back to content.
Yeah, so we'll be hosting the event at the Cass County Community Center on June the 14th. And we do host it over noon, so we'll be providing a lunch. And for that reason, by June the 7th, we'd like people to go online or call us and RSVP so we can make sure we have adequate lunch available to those that are attending.
Okay, and how can they do that?
They can go online to, again, iowafraudfighters.gov, or they can call us toll-free at 866-559-7114. So it's really important that people, again, sign up ahead of time. That way we know how many will be in attendance, and we can really make it, give them an enjoyable opportunity to get together and learn.
Okay, Doug, let's talk a little bit about different kinds of scams. Are there some new ones out there that people go, well, I didn't know about this, or I thought this was a real thing? Are there some new ones?
Yeah, so we see the old playbook is still being used. I mean, we'll spend some time talking about investment scams, and those historically look the same in many ways, but scammers will use new tricks in order to get people to buy. I mean, we can see with increasing energy prices, we're hearing reports of alternative energy investments. So those are the types of things we'll talk about when it comes to investments. We still see a significant number of Iowans defrauded in what we call grandparent scams, certainly the romance scams. And, the scammers know those old tricks work, and so they keep doing it. But it's important to kind of understand, again, how that works so that you can help protect yourself.
I one time had somebody call me and said it was a coworker of mine that was in jail in Mexico, and boy, did he need my help.
Yeah, so and it's good. Obviously, you were able to kind of fend that off. Unfortunately, though, for Iowans, the scammers know that if they can get people alone, depending, again, based on their age and their circumstances, that scam actually works, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We hear regular reports of how scammers are able to convince people to go down to the local store and get gift cards and make really unusual payment arrangements in order to get their money.
Another example, and I know you're going to give many more, but another recent example, I had a friend call me and say, Amazon just called and said, I've ordered $3,000 worth of stuff. She said, I hung up.
Yeah, and that's great advice, is if you get those, in fact, maybe not even hang up, maybe if you don't recognize the call, just don't take the call. But yeah, that's something that we're still seeing, and it's not just to try to steal money. Sometimes the effort is to steal identity, contact information, credit card information, so that the scammers can go back and, you know, do their damage later on.
So if it says, they tell you press one, probably not a good thing to do.
Yeah, don't press one. No, good, great advice. Don't press one.
Okay, is there anything else that people should do if they get calls, emails? But, you know, what do you do besides say, no, I'm not going to do that? Is there a follow-up?
Yeah, I mean, we work closely with local law enforcement to really try to help people, you know, value the benefit of reporting frauds, because a lot of the scammers, they are international. They're calling from remote locations. They're probably not in the community. But what we do encourage is the reporting of the scam, because what it does allow us to do is to track trends and put together strategies for dealing with it. So, you know, whether or not it's some sort of international communication or whether it's someone coming door to door, it's really important to report those types of things.
And report it to their options?
Yeah, so it depends, again, on the type of scam. You can report it to your local law enforcement, or report it, again, if it's an investment fraud. We really want people to report those attempted scams to us at the Iowa Insurance Division. You know, the grandparent scams, charity scams, things like that, the tech scams, those can be reported to the Attorney General's office.
Okay. And I'm sure at this meeting you're going to be handing out some information that gives us who to contact, how to contact them, emails, phone numbers, all that sort of thing.
We certainly will, and that's part of the effort. We'll have some written materials for people to take with them, so again, they can share the information with their friends and neighbors. But yeah, we'll also provide contact information through websites, et cetera, so people are in a better position to report fraud.
How big a problem is, you've alluded to this, it's a big problem, but you know, how do scammers get all this money? What kinds of money are we talking about in Iowa?
Yeah, so nationally, it's staggering, the amount of money that is lost. I mean, we estimate that in 2021, Americans that were 50 and older lost about $3 billion in cyber crimes. Now that's just cyber crimes, that is the crimes over the internet. But here in Iowa, we regularly receive reports from people that have been victimized. And we'll talk about some of the investment scams that we've been involved in investigating and prosecuting, that where Iowans have lost over $1 million in assets. So, you know, the range of the scam varies a lot. You know, $5,000 to, you know, some Iowans is really significant. In fact, it's significant to most of us. But unfortunately, the scammers have taken a lot more from many people in our state.
I'm sure some, I'm not sure how many, don't get reported because they say, well, I was too dumb, and so now I'm just not going to report it. Does that happen?
Yeah, the embarrassment factor is huge among Iowans. I mean, we're generally or really proud people, which is good. It makes our state a very good place in which to live. But the reality is scammers do know that, and there is a huge reluctance to report. So anyway, yeah, that's certainly a reflection of the losses in these scams is much more than what is reported.
Okay. So Doug, we're visiting with Doug Oman, and he's with the Iowa Insurance Division. Doug, remind us of time, place, and what we need to do before June 14th.
Yeah, so we're going to be providing a lunch, and we would like by tomorrow, that is,
on Tuesday,
if they could report by June the 7th on Tuesday, you know, their desire to attend, they can do that by going to iowafraudfighters.gov or calling us at 866 855-759-7114. But it's for the event that we've got scheduled at the Cass County Community Center right there in Atlantic on June the 14th. So we really encourage those who have not yet signed up to do so. We would look forward to having a chance to visit with you and share with you some really important information.
We want to thank you very much, Doug Ullman from the Iowa Insurance Division, for providing this opportunity and for letting us know about it. Until next time, here's a thought from Albert Einstein. The significant problems we face today cannot be solved at the same level of thinking when we created them.